absolutely is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, the stuff we couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, the World Series could be over tonight as the LA Dodgers defeated the Yankees 4-2 last night. Freddie Freeman with another long dong. Hopefully you had Freddie Freeman MVP. I would assume he's going to win that.
3 home runs in 3 games. And the most pivotal home run?
Correct. Which was the walk-off grand slam in game one?
Seems like it's going pretty well.
Game one, right?
Yeah, game one. Yeah, the walk-off. Yeah. Luis Gil will be on the mound for the Yankees tonight against bullpen game. Closing out the World Series the only way you can in 2024.
So emasculating.
World Series. Yeah.
Did the Yankees get a game? Do they win tonight?
No.
No? It's a sweep?
No. I sweep. Yeah, get the brooms.
Nice.
No team's ever come back from 3-0. Do you hear that?
Never happened.
Nope, never
Not
happened.
Not one time. Don't let them win tonight.
Do you think they could
You got
go...
Luis Gil and then Gerrit Cole in game five and Clark Schmidt?
Carlos
Who else you got?
Rodon.
Rodon. Yeah, there you go.
Sure.
Don't give him one. Nestor Cortez in game six.
Boos. Mike Mussina.
Anything can happen in
Do
game seven.
Do you give them a game? You think they win tonight?
No. I like the Yankee fans have turned on Judge. He was 0 for 3 again last night with another strikeout.
Well, speaking of Aaron Judge, don't tell John Sterling that he went 0 for 3 because somebody thought he had a little long ball last night. So here is John Sterling, legendary voice of the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Calling an Aaron Judge at bat during last night's World Series.
And the breaking ball, there it goes. Deep left center field. And Teoscar is there to make the catch. Oh, did I get fooled on that? What with that swing and the ball majestically going to left field, Susan, I actually thought it was going to be out, and it wasn't close.
Let's see where there was a high cutter, and he really did get some good wood under it, but it looked obviously like it was off the end of the bat. And you know, maybe it's, I'm looking to see if the flags pulled that out. No, flag's blowing in a little bit.
Well, maybe the flag blowing in a little bit. No.
He was so, like, that was a routine fly.
Well, nowhere, there it goes.
I've never heard that.
Oh, Susan, there it goes. Nowhere near the track.
No.
Like, nowhere near the track. Teoscar Hernandez didn't move. No. Like, where he was where he caught the ball. And he was ready to call
maybe
it
a dog. Threw him off.
Yeah.
Maybe he was watching Teos because he's a seasoned pro, Keith.
Susan dropped a very obviously off the end of the bat.
Well, there it goes.
There it goes. He's just wishing for one at that point.
Yeah.
He's wishing for
he's
one.
He's wish casting.
Yeah, that was not a dong at all.
Sometimes, you know, play-by-play guy, they're very in tune. They're baseball veterans. They're watching the fielders. And because Hernandez didn't move, he's like, oh, he's not moving because it's so far over his head.
So far gone.
He's not even going to flinch.
I do like when outfielders do that.
Yeah.
When they read it so well that they don't even bother going back to the wall because they're like, that thing is a moonshot. I'm sure the pitchers love that too. Yeah. Hey, bud, you want to at least go back? Make it look like it's close.
Go through the motions there,
That's in the upper deck.
Yeah.
Really did get some good wood under it, but it looked obviously like it was off the end of the bat.
Obviously.
It looks.
Obviously.
I'm looking for
the
flags. Are they blowing it? Nope.
No.
Oh, there it goes.
Standard wind. Yeah, it's not.
Another thing I remembered watching the comeback on Netflix, Keith.
Yeah.
Is like, I've come to appreciate John Sterling, but I get why in 2004 we couldn't stand that guy. Like, just hearing all the.
No,
Yankees.
In the nicknames.
When?
The nicknames were too much.
I love the nicknames, though. The nicknames,
you did?
Nicknames are what I like.
No, but some of them were.
An A-bomb from A-Rod?
Yeah, you can't say that.
A little tasteless.
Now batting Hideki Matsui. I'm like, you can't. You just hit an A-bomb a second ago. That was insane. Even then, people weren't as offended back then, but like, you should have been.
The Yankees lose.
Yeah, it's true. It was a different time. Cancel culture wasn't quite at its peak then. That's true.
He had some weird ones.
That's a good point.
That's a big
grab bag.
Week 8 in the NFL is in the books. You might be hanging on by a wire to your fantasy football teams. Are you out?
I've fallen apart after a hot 4-1 start. Mm-hmm. Our waiver wire recommendations are brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to donate your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate at carsforkids.com. That is Cars with a K.
You going with?
Kate Otten might have got scooped up in your league last night. I would look around because without Evans and without Godwin, Baker Mayfield likes to check it down to that guy. Mm-hmm. 2 touchdowns last week. How about Cedric Tillman as well? 2 touchdowns. Right. Jameis Winston hucking it around the field. Those would be the ads of the week.
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at
grab bag.
Bruins Flyers tonight. The Boston Bruins in action. They've been off the last couple of nights. Taking on the Flyers. It'll be a 7 o'clock game here at the Garden. Bees trying to make it 2 in a row after their win Saturday against Toronto, but they've been kind of meh so far.
Don't you want to see if Marchand carries this over at all?
Like Marchand, no, definitely.
Marchand gets the winner.
Yep.
Like, let's see. Can he can he build that into anything here for this next game? I'm also is it another Swayman game? Are we getting another Swayman game?
Yeah, good question. I haven't seen otherwise.
I just checked the at least Fluto's timeline there. I don't see anything yet. I don't know who's starting, but I would imagine.
Yeah.
That you got to mix in Korpisalo at some point. This might be a time to do it. I want to see Marchand carry it over, see if there's any momentum out of that game.
And Philly's no good. Philly's been real bad to start the year.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Grab Bag.
Paolo Banchero, the Orlando Magic All-Star, dropped 50 last night.
Nice.
Big 50 burger for Paolo. What do you think of that?
I didn't watch the game, so 50 right on the nose. I'm always a little skeptical. Did he get that in the context of the game where they kind of chasing it at the end of the game? I'm a little skeptical when you get it right on the
number. You can't just give the guy a 50 burger? You go, yeah, you got a 50 burger. Good for you. Congrats.
I'm curious, but that's a real good young player.
They won the game by four. They went, what do you mean? You think they were up by two and then he hit like a little layup there at the end?
I don't know.
That's how it worked.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. But 50, no.
He also had 13 boards, 9 assists.
Ooh,
this guy had a game. The guy went out there.
That is real
had
nice.
A game.
I've seen Tatum get some 50-point games that were pretty hollow. But that's nice. And that is a good young player in the league. And, you know, if Orlando could get anything else around that guy, not the Wagner twins. I know they're not twins.
Wagner brothers.
But if you can get anything else around that guy, Orlando would be real.
The people kept asking me last summer, they're like, oh, Keith, who's going to be on the 2028 Olympic team? And I was like, well, if you're pinning me down, I'd say Paolo Banchero is on Team USA in four years. I think he's that good.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a nice player. Did you make your roster yet?
That was before he scored his hollow 50.
No, it was a good 50. It was legit 50. Yeah. We just looked it up in the back. These guys gave me the thumbs up.
None of you seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with Grab Bag.
Oh.
Anthony Richardson, this just into the news desk, breaking news in the Grab Bag. Anthony Richardson, Colts quarterback, benched. Sit down, Anthony Richardson.
They should have left him on the bench when he asked out for a play.
Yeah, he bailed because he was sleepy.
No one likes Richardson more than me.
No, well, Shime.
Actually,
Shime does.
That's true. Shime actually
Shime's
does.
A big fan.
Shime's the reason
what
I tailed.
What does this do to the MVP vet? Did you cash out?
No, I think I could have cashed out for like 38 cents the other day.
Oh,
now
you should have taken it.
I should have taken
38 cents. Is, you know.
Hang on. Somebody else.
Fraction of a hand.
Somebody else who might like him more. This is Dan Orlovsky this morning.
Uh-oh.
Dan Orlovsky on Twitter. Richardson's tape? Significantly better than the stat line / box score showed.
Yeah, I would imagine. He was 2 of 15 at one point. He was better than the 2 of 15 to start the game?
He was like a 4 of 14 is what he was.
Did he say anything about him quitting on the team?
We've said this all year. Flacco is by far the better quarterback there. They're a good team when Flacco's in. They're like Flacco. A totally different team when Flacco's in.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Flacco led the Colts to the playoffs and Winston led the Browns to the playoffs?
Yeah, it would be something because you signed Bump. All due respect.
Yeah, no.
You signed bum-ass Jacoby Brissett. Nice guy.
Top 32 quarterback, according to him.
Yeah, according to him. Like, nice guy. You don't want him anywhere near the football.
I'd rather have Winston or Flacco.
You signed Jacoby Brissett instead of Flacco, which is regrettable, because Flacco, as Kevin Durant said, put him anywhere, guy can hoop.
Say hi to your girlfriend for me.
Yeah, say hi to your girlfriend for me.
She's not my girlfriend, okay?
Becky loves.
Grab back.
Becky loves.
Grab back.
Connecticut Sun have fired their head coach, Stephanie White.
She's out already?
Out already.
Wow. And they didn't give her a lot, or did they? Did they give her a lot of time?
I believe it was 2 years.
Oh, that's not a lot of time.
Not a lot of time.
Boy, oh boy.
Let it marinate a little bit there.
Yeah, seriously.
How many WNBA firings have we had in the grab bag? In all seriousness.
Seems like a lot.
Did the whole league fire their coach?
Yeah.
Felt like it.
It does.
There's no way to really find out that information.
Meanwhile,
it feels like the whole league.
Meanwhile, didn't the players, aren't they?
They
aren't
might they... strike after next season.
Oh, I thought they already were striking.
Well, but they have one more season.
I thought they had already struck.
They're going to bail on the CBA, I believe.
Yeah.
But there's another year to play.
And if
they don't get a deal done, then there might be a work stoppage.
Oh, it was like a long tease for a strike.
Like a potential, hey, get ready for it, work stoppage.
They keep firing coaches in the meantime. Got it.
Grab bag.
Dwayne Wade had a statue unveiled outside of the Miami Heat Arena.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it's one of the worst statues of all time.
One of.
Every year. Well, I feel like when the Hall of Fame does it, like the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they're like, hey, guys, it's Deion Sanders. And you're like, it is not.
It's not. That Ryan Fitzpatrick commercial. I don't even know what it's for, but it's him and Rutledge? Chris Thompson?
Clarissa Rutledge?
Yeah, and she unveils.
Oh, Laura Rutledge.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Chris Thompson, I think.
Krista Thompson.
And she unveils the statue. It's
brutal.
His messed up face.
The Dwayne Wade one is bad. Terps got it up on the Twitch chat now. That's Dwayne Wade?
Is that a beard?
I guess.
Is that like
Did
a beard
Did he have
going
a big
on?
Beard? I don't think he has a giant chin.
I don't even remember a he beard look anything
like,
Wade.
He also looks like he's 115 years old.
He's a handsome man. Not
he's
in that
very
picture.
Handsome.
You wouldn't know it.
Top five handsome NBA players of our
Top five hottest Heat players of all time. 617-779-7937.
I would go emo Jimmy Butler.
Ronnie Cicely.
I'd go Ronnie Cicely.
Ronnie
Cicely. I would go baby Jordan, Harold Miner. I would have to go Glenn Rice.
Yeah. Oh,
Glenn Rice slept with Sarah Palin.
I believe. Really?
Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, allegedly.
Right? You read that.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. The Great Alaska Shootout. Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it sure was.
It was a great. It was a great.
Nice.
They made it great again.
And then Dwayne Wade would be my.
Those are your top five.
My top five hot Heat.
I can sleep on Ray Allen.
No Birdman?
I'm not sleeping on either one of those. Yeah, I thought of both of them, rejected both of them.
Like you're sleeping on a late career Ray Allen.
Late the game Ray Allen when he's tweeting to that one lady. I got hacked.
Not hot.
Oh, you got hacked?
Not hot enough.
You were very specific in what you wanted me to do.
Is there a method to the madness, though, on these terrible statues?
Yeah,
get more buzz because it's
tough.
So bad.
Like the statues, I feel like around here look pretty good. I think when you do a real facial expression, mm-hmm. you're kind of porked. I don't think you're really meant for that.
Yeah, generic face.
Stone face.
Yeah.
That's why back in the day.
Pop it up there again, Terp.
Back in the day when they used to do paintings of people or like photos, they wouldn't smile because they had to sit there and hold it.
A portrait.
Yeah. They'd have to just wear it. And so look how dumb that is.
Wait, take it away again. Take it away off the screen.
Are you going to try to do the face?
Yeah, no, take it off the screen again there, Terp. Okay, now ready?
A nice wipe. Nice use of
three,
the wipe.
That was three. Two, one. Who do you think of when you see this?
Dwayne Wade. I don't think it works
that's
that
me.
Way.
I wanted to see it again. That's not
Dwayne Wade. Scary.
That's not Dwayne Wade.
That's not Dwayne Wade.
But I think there's a method to the madness, though, if you don't make it an exact lookalike there.
No.
It's created much more buzz. If it was just a regular boy, that really looks like Dwayne Wade's statue.
Yeah.
No story.
Maybe.
No story, no buzz. Maybe. No one's going to go see that thing.
Grab bag.
Hang on.
What?
Turbo Dangerfield. Are they saying that looks like Antoine Walker, or are they saying Antoine Walker is a hot Heat player? Because that looks like Antoine Walker.
No, I saw a tweet, probably what they're referencing. It took an old picture of Antoine Walker and that statue, and it's the same. It's like their reference picture.
I mean, if you want to put him in hot Heat, it's fine with that,
Antoine
too.
Walker, hot Heat.
Yeah.
We
do that. Gary Payton, glove?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So now Turf just put up the is that a Baker Mayfield statue?
Is that Dennis Reynolds?
It looks
Reynolds?
Like Dennis from Sunny.
I think that's Dennis Reynolds.
It looks exactly like Dennis.
Yeah.
It is football playing days. Oh, my God.
Yeah, when he's trying out for the Eagles.
Was that supposed to be Baker Mayfield for real? At what?
I don't even know what picture that is.
Where does he have a statue?
We both thought that looked like Dennis Reynolds
it
independently.
Exactly like Dennis Reynolds.
That is who that looks like. Wow.
Okay. Wow. That is
just another reason to watch twitch.tv
/BostonWEEI,
by the way. Yeah.
I would agree. Giselle Bundchen in the news, the ex-wife of Tom Brady, is pregnant. So congratulations to Giselle and the
and no congratulations to Tom Brady.
Not to Tom Brady. No. Whatever the opposite is to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That jiu-jitsu instructor that she's been smitten with for a while apparently is the father.
Yeah.
Who squired the child. Is that what you say? No. Sired.
Squire.
That's a Squire. Game of Thrones reference. You know what's funny about that?
Who could have seen this coming, by the way? Her and her jiu-jitsu. It's like, who could have seen that?
Nobody.
44 years old.
I know. Good for her.
Yeah.
Is it?
Sure.
It's got nothing to do with me. But what does have something to do with me, to make this about me for a second,
Please.
Is when she first started dating that guy, and this kind of cuts with both sides, people were like, hey, that jiu-jitsu instructor kind of looks like Keefe. And I was like, oh. Then you'd read other comments, and they're like, that jiu-jitsu instructor's ugly as hell. And I'm like,
are both true?
So one of them, maybe.
What if ugly as hell, but
kind of Giselle.
Kinda Giselle's tight?
Slept with Giselle.
Yeah.
At least once.
Slept with her. Squired a child.
He did.
Yeah.
Squired one. So good for that guy.
She's going to squire one out in about 6 months.
Good for the both of them.
Yeah, nice.
You know?
Yeah, not bad for Brady.
You know what's kind of tough?
Good for them.
And again, hopefully this kid has a great everything, but just what's tough is like 10 years from now, right? You're sitting around like the table and you're like with your stepbrothers and sisters and stuff.
Sure.
And you're like, yeah, your dad's Tom Brady. Your dad's Tom Brady. My dad's this guy.
Yeah.
Tough. They're like, no, he's fine.
He's an athlete.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Greatest quarterback of all time? No.
No.
Not so much.
No. I got the jiu-jitsu guy.
That's not the jiu-jitsu guy. Is it Terp up on the Twitch
clean show? Shaven?
Yeah, because I've never seen him clean shaven. Does he look a little bit like me?
I can see like it. Eli Manning.
I can see it a little bit. A
little bit like me?
Yeah.
Oh. It's grab bag. It's grab bag.
It's my grab bag.
My grab bag. So it's going to be a Simpsons broadcast you were telling me about?
Yeah,
so basically they did like the
Toy Story broadcast.
The Toy Story one was cool.
Same thing.
When is this? Do you know when?
I thought it was December 9th. Let me fact check that, right, but I believe that's the date. Yes.
All right. I like it.